At a meeting in King Cove, representatives from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service took public comment on the proposed road from King Cove to Cold Bay. The project requires a swap of state and tribal land for a federal easement to establish the single-lane gravel road through the Eisenbeck Wildlife Refuge. From King Cove, KSDP's Kels Hetherington reports.
In King Cove on Thursday, more than 200 residents turned out to offer their support for the road, claiming that they have no dependable access to an all-weather runway in Cold Bay. King Cove Fire Chief Chris Babcock described the many difficulties and close calls medevacing patients from King Cove. Babcock explained King Cove is served by a treacherous airport and mountainous terrain, often plagued by high winds that earlier this week appear to have been the cause of a Penn Air flight's crash landing. Donna Walker recounted her personal experience being stranded in King Cove after giving birth. When finally she reached medical attention in Anchorage, it was too late, and her daughter's lungs had suffered permanent damage. Marvin Mack and Warren Wilson underscored the need for public land to benefit the public. Wilson also described the economic need for the road to provide access to the state's third longest runway in Cold Bay. Kels Hetherington reporting in King Cove.